CBS News senior security contributor Michael Morrell is with us from San Francisco. He is a former CIA deputy director. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
What is the implication of this attack, and is it the worrisome threat of the future?
So, Charlie, we still don't know what motivated this young man. I would not be surprised if we found out that he was indeed motivated by ISIS or another Islamic extremist organization. I think that's where we're going to end up here. That would make it the most significant ISIS-inspired attack that we've had on our soil so far. There was the hatchet attack in New York City, and then, of course, there was the attack in Texas, the attempted attack in Texas. So this would be the third, by far the worst. This is the wave of the future, Charlie. This is not surprising to me. People have been warning about this for months.
Michael, you were been here on the show warning of this very type of attack, including at military facilities. How is it that he was not on any terrorism watch list and that his father was at some point but then removed?
So this is the most worrisome part of this kind of threat, that you can have a young man who may not be in any contact with a foreign intelligence or a foreign terrorist organization, NORA, but who is in his own home, in his bedroom, in his basement, watching videos, going to websites, who is completely self-radicalized without any contact with foreigners or with anybody in the United States. That is the most dangerous because they can go out and do something and nobody knows anything about it except them.